Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where we were able to save Grandma before the reindeer arrived.
Praise the Lord.
She's safe and
and healthy.
And not here. She's not here. We sent her on her way.
Right.
But she didn't get run over by a reindeer.
Thank the good Lord.
Thank
the goodness of our God.
Well, he is good.
Yes,
so
he is.
So it's appropriate to say.
True. I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Wow.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
For Least Navy Dad.
Could we not? Merry Christmas, one and all. This the week is here, brother. It's the week of Christmas.
Yeah.
Here we are.
As if I haven't been doing this for the past 2 months
already. I know, right? Well, now it's okay.
Now it's acceptable.
As we've established, it is now okay. We can celebrate Christmas. We can celebrate the birth of our Christ.
I put up more trees in my house.
More trees in your house?
More trees.
Really?
I put up a big tree in my house, and I have a small. I've been having a small one on my desk, but I was recently gifted a bigger one.
Yeah.
And I put that one up on display.
Well, that's good, man.
And it looks wonderful.
Got pretty lights on it.
Oh, yes.
Got maybe a few ornaments.
Yes, just
maybe
a few.
maybe a thing or two of tinsel.
No.
I don't know what that is.
It's
it's like the little strings.
It's silver strings.
Okay, yeah. I got you. I'm with you now.
What I don't understand is why. And we'll get into this more later.
Perhaps.
But those trees that have, it's like covered in tinsel.
Yeah.
Like to where you can't see anything but just tinsel streaming
God,
down.
I don't like that.
Have you seen that?
I've seen those.
It is very aggressive.
God is not pleased with that.
It's very foreboding. And I just don't appreciate it.
I don't appreciate it either, man.
Like even for me, it's like, okay, that's too festive.
That's a little too much.
It's too festive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great show for you today. We're going to just, I don't want to say we're going to go down the rabbit hole. We're just going to talk about Christmas-related things.
We're gonna go on a sleigh ride.
I like it a lot.
Same.
But speaking of things that we appreciate, of course we're going to start now with a review.
Yeah.
We got a 5-star review.
Wow.
It says one of the best.
Oh,
that's the title of the review. It comes in from, I apologize if I slaughter your name, I'm gonna try my best, Ruara Louise? ?
Yeah, I don't know. You're looking at me for validation. I don't know.
You're supposed to just be like,
yeah, good job.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Anyway, they say, I would highly recommend this podcast to anyone. Well, thank you. I've enjoyed listening to all the powerful testimonies and spiritual insights along with the hilarious stories. You'll find yourself laughing like nobody's business and get a burning desire to grow in your relationship with God.
Yes, amen.
Very uplifting. Well, thank you so
much.
Wow,
thank you. You're the best at this.
We appreciate the reviews. Thank you so very much. And brother, without further ado.
Let's do this.
What would you do?
Oh, my.
All right. Now, Tyler, this what would you do is a little bit different.
Okay.
Because I'm going to paint a scenario for you, and then we'll get to the what would you do part.
Okay.
So you're going to want to listen, maybe take notes.
Oh, gosh.
Whatever you need to do.
Okay.
So this is the hypothetical, imaginary scenario that I do want to make clear at the very beginning. This has not happened.
Okay.
And the people involved are imaginary, except Tyler.
Okay.
So, Tyler.
Okay.
It's a Friday night, and you're minding your business at your own home, relaxing, just, you know, minding your own. Maybe you're looking at your Christmas tree.
Excellent.
When suddenly you receive a call from one of your good friends. He's called you to ask you for advice on how to get himself out of his current situation. Here's what that is. Your friend had a date with a young lady named Tiffany scheduled for 7 p.m. She shows up at his home at 6:30. Now, why he didn't pick her up, we don't know. That's his personal business. Right before they leave, he receives a knock on the door. Confused, he walks to the door and asks, "Who is it?" The voice of a young lady says, "Hey, it's Chelsea."
Oh, no.
To his horror, he recognizes the name and realizes that he has double booked.
Oh, no.
He then retreats to the bathroom, calls you, tells you about his situation, and then asks you one question. What would you do?
Oh, my. Okay.
First of all, what a jerk.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
So, Tiffany is already there at the house.
Tiffany is there. She is the date that he was expecting. But he forgot that he had also planned a date with Chelsea.
Oh, my.
And Chelsea shows up for the date.
Is Tiffany aware that Chelsea is there?
Neither of them are aware of each other.
Excellent.
Thus his problem.
Well, like, is she aware that, like, hey, like, there's another woman at the door?
Yes.
Or
he goes to the door and he said, who is it? And she clearly heard someone say, hey, it's Chelsea.
I didn't know if she was, like, in another room or something didn't
Well,
hear.
About to leave. They're about to leave.
No!
So the thing is, here's poor Tiffany. She's standing in this man's home.
Right.
There's a girl standing outside his home, and he has retreated to the bathroom. He's calling you to be like, Tyler, bro, I'm in a mess. What do I do? Nay, what would you do?
Jump out the window. Well, first of all, I wouldn't have scheduled two dates at the same time.
I'm assuming he didn't mean to. I'm assuming that it was just a oversight on his part. But yes, you're right. Don't be doing that.
Well, first thing I would do is laugh because I'm not in that situation, thankfully. And then I'd be like, okay, here's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Honestly, my policy is the same. Like, I've verbalized it several times on here on the podcast. Open, honest communication.
Yeah.
Just go and be like, look, I scheduled two dates tonight. I'm so sorry. Chelsea, can we reschedule for a different date?
And now you have no dates.
Right, exactly. Well, like, it depends on the relationship. Mm-mm. It depends, like, are they actually going out or are they just casually, like, dating to see?
They're going on. I mean, I'm assuming that it's just like, hey, we're trying stuff out. You know, we're going to see where this goes.
Well, then I think at that point, like, I don't condone this and I don't think this is right, but like, they may understand because they're not official. Mm. I'm just saying maybe, but like, what else are you going to do? What other alternative is there?
I feel you. I think what you got to do is you got to go out there. You
just
gotta
face the music.
You got to look at Tiffany. You got to say, Tiffany, I overbooked. What that means is that Chelsea is here to also go on a date with me.
Y'all want to go bowling?
Then you got to just open the door, not to let Chelsea in,
but to let
Tiffany out. Let them become best friends.
Right, exactly.
And then you
find another date.
Retreat to your couch and just mind your business as you were before.
Right, basically.
And just know.
Oh, gosh. There's no way.
Can you imagine?
The funny answer would be like a sitcom and be like, juggling two different dates and be like, this is
right.
Like, you close the door and tell Tiffany, I don't know why my male person is here.
Yeah, why?
And then, like, you open the door and be like, I'm, and, like, you go outside and, like, leave Tiffany inside and you're like, hey, I am working on a science project with my friend. So I'll meet you at the restaurant.
Yeah,
and, like, it's like one of those sitcom things.
But the real thing, I think
the real thing would be tell the truth.
I think what I would have to do is, like, if my friend called me and ask me,
hang up and find a different friend.
I'd be like, oof, bro, you deserve that.
Right.
You deserve that.
Like, wow, the unfortunate situation you're in, bud. What you doing tomorrow? You want to hang out?
Because, I mean, you don't have a date.
Right.
You won't. You won't have a date as soon as this is over. But yeah, that'd be funny. But also very unfortunate.
Right. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of the Grinch.
Oh.
I think I've started. I haven't reached my quota just yet, but I've started on my journey
really?
Of watching the Grinch.
I've watched it three or four times already.
Oh, so you're
I'm ready to watch the Benedict Cumberbatch one.
Yes.
I'm ready to rewatch it.
Yes.
Sherry actually purchased it recently. So she purchased it fully.
Oh, good.
She's not one of those people that's like, rent it for $3 sounds great. She's like, why would I rent it for $3 when I can buy it for $9? And I'm like, that $6 difference is like a whole meal for me.
Yeah, exactly. But whatever. It just be like that sometimes, I suppose.
Right. I suppose. Oh, Lord. So today we are going to talk about some Christmas things. I'm very excited. We have some questions. We have some theories. We're just going to dive right in.
Would you like to begin?
I would.
Okay.
I would. Sort of in line with our Thanksgiving one. What is a Christmas meal? What are Christmas meal requirements for you?
Well, that's something that I've actually been thinking about. When you think of Thanksgiving, obviously everyone thinks of turkey. It's just sort of the thing that goes hand in hand with each other. Thanksgiving, you expect turkey. For Christmas, I really don't know. Because the things that I typically think of when I think about Christmas as far as food, I don't partake of those things, i.e. Yeah. eggnog, fruitcake,
right.
gingerbread,
dressing,
like cinnamon, yeah, stuff like that. I don't really partake in those
things. I agree.
So for me, much like for Thanksgiving, I need a ham.
I agree.
I need
ham.
A ham
is on my list.
Ham, bro. I mean, you got to have a good ham.
I have mac and cheese on my list.
Oh, well, mac and cheese is like...
I mean, like, it's not... There's nothing saying that it's a Christmas staple, but for me, it is.
Yeah,
I'm like,
for
I
sure.
Need, it's like a holiday meal staple.
Yeah.
And I would say more so there than at Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that's, I don't know about that.
That's my opinion. I have to have mac and cheese at Christmas time.
I feel you, but I wouldn't say more so than Thanksgiving.
I feel that.
Because for me, it's essential to both.
I would definitely love to have them at both. But if I have to pick, it's only going to be at one meal, I would say Christmas.
For Christmas, and I'm not, you know, the main thing for me is ham. Like,
yeah.
Okay, as long as we got ham, I'm good.
Is there any, like, desserts or anything?
Well, that's what I was about to say. As far as desserts.
Maybe like a snack?
As far as desserts and the snacks.
Perhaps a Debbie cake.
I was about to say, I know that you are not a fan.
It's okay, though.
But I
love. Oh, no.
The Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes. Bro. Bring them to me. Just park them here.
Bro, I will do that for you. Because
I
will not be partaking in them myself.
Out of all the junk. Out of all the absolute trash and garbage that you eat. Mr. Whatever syrup-filled ramen noodles, eggnog flavored gum, whatever it is that you eat, you're going to be like, the Christmas tree cake is waxy. I'm not going to eat that.
What a loser. It's just unappealing,
Tyler,
to my
dog.
It
so,
leaves a coat of just like, ugh.
That's why you got to have the Coke.
A Coke?
You got to have the Coke with it. No, bro, listen, hear me out. When was the last time you had one? Because I know you don't like
Thanksgiving
them.
Day.
Oh, you're a liar. You do like them.
No, I had one because I was. This is how I formulated this opinion because I had before. If you had asked me before Thanksgiving, when's the last time I had a Christmas tree debbie cake? I couldn't have told you.
Okay, I got you.
It's probably been years.
So you recently learned that you don't like them.
I recently was reminded that I don't like them.
I got
because
you.
I bit into it and I was like, ugh,
well,
it's dry.
Let
the
me
cake
tell
is
you.
Dry.
Nay, nay.
And then it leaves a coat of like just plastic on my tongue.
And you know what's so good about that? You
get nothing.
You get the Coke. And you
Coke?
Put,
I don't want a Coke.
You get a Coke and you drink that, and then it just burns that Coke off of it. And it's like,
no!
Yes. Bro, they're
so good.
You know
what
so
I might
good.
Have with it?
What?
A Mountain Dew gingerbread. A gingerbread Mountain Dew. Gingerbread flavored Mountain Dew.
I haven't tried it yet.
You haven't tried it yet?
I'm going to be 100%.
I gifted this to you like 3 days ago. It was yesterday, but still.
At the time of this recording, it was yesterday. But due to some things that went down last night that was less than ideal,
oh, no.
I forgot about it. And it's actually in Sarah's car right now.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to have to get that whenever she gets home.
You ought to do that.
And try that.
Delicious.
My concern, does the drink, like, does it have cinnamon in it?
I checked the ingredients. There's not any cinnamon.
Okay, good. So.
Because I was concerned about that, too, because it's gingerbread flavor.
Right. And I'm like, are they going to have that cinnamon?
I will tell you this, that if you close your eyes and drink it, and nobody told you it was a Mountain Dew, it tastes like something else. And I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to ruin the experience for you.
Well, I'm sure I'll do that on my own.
Right, exactly.
When I actually drink it.
But if you're like gingerbread Mountain Dew, sip.
Yeah.
Wow, this tastes like gingerbread
right.
and Mountain Dew, and it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
So great times to be had by all with that.
Question for you about the Christmas food. How do we feel about turkey on Christmas?
I feel like it's kind of like, okay, you had your time, move over kind of thing.
I don't...
Like, I don't hate it, but why are you here? I dealt with you last month. It's time for ham.
For someone well, you got for someone like you, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, you know, let's be honest, turkey and ham, probably the only thing I'm eating.
I feel that.
You know? So I don't want the turkey to be there.
Yeah.
But I would, but if I did,
you're not gonna hate it if it is.
If I saw the turkey, I would be like, oh snap, there's turkey here. And I would just eat it.
Yeah.
You know, unapologetically. But I wouldn't want it, like if I was planning Christmas dinner, I wouldn't like be like, oh, we gotta get a turkey.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
I have recently this year peppermint mocha.
No.
I've been on a kick this year. And I have really enjoyed it. I've gotten several peppermint mocha drinks.
You do the ice cream?
I haven't had ice cream yet,
hmm.
But I would like to.
Well, speaking of ice cream, you know they got the Christmas tree cake ice cream. Now, it doesn't have the, I'm assuming it doesn't leave the coat of wax on your mouth.
Probably, depending on the brand.
Would you? Well, it's Bluebell, I'm sure. I think it's Bluebell. Would you try it?
I would try it, because I don't hate the, it's not like I can't eat it. If I need to survive and all I have are Christmas tree dummy cakes, I will survive.
So something happened.
You know?
I guess now it's been, well, in fact, I know it's been several months back now at this point. I think I may have talked about it on the show before. So I was going through the pantry. I was looking for something. I needed something a little sweet, you know? And there's this little, it's not a bowl, but it's like a thing that holds items. I don't know. Whatever it is.
A basket?
It's a little plastic.
A bin?
A tub? It's like a little plastic basket with handles in it.
A basket?
Anyway, I'm digging around in there and I'm looking for a Pop-Tart. But I feel a little crumbly, like the paper. And I pull it out and it is a Christmas tree cake.
From 2020.
And I want you to know that I'm by myself in my house. It's just me and Link. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I was so happy. And I opened that junk and I was concerned. Is it going to be stale? It was not.
That's so concerning.
Okay, let's talk about McDonald's, shall we? It was so good. It was not dry. It was so good. And it was like a... You know, sometimes the Lord just smiles on you, and it was like he was saying, here you go, son.
Oh,
enjoy yourself. Get in preparation for what I have for you. Oh, man, they're so good.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to do an Instagram poll about this because
I can't.
I know the world is divided.
I can't.
But I am team Christmas tree cake.
I am not. Ooh.
Well, you're wrong.
So what do you have? Would you like me to continue, or would you like to... move forward with something?
If you have more, by all means.
Oh, I have plenty. I have
as far as food?
No.
Oh, okay. You're talking about like, just like questions in general.
Yeah.
Well, I had a few things written down here. One of the things I was thinking about today, actually, is what is, in your opinion, what is the best Christmas song?
Oh, my.
I've asked Tyler a crippling question.
Here's where I'm struggling, because... just recently, more so this year, the Lord has been dealing with me about Christmas songs that do not glorify Him. Because
yeah.
I'd already dealt with that with regular music, had been fine, but Christmas music is always like, it's Christmas, you know, jingle bell, like, you know, just whatever.
Right.
So if you would have asked me like last year, I would have been like, hands down, all I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah.
Like, no question.
I hate it so much.
I love it so much.
I hate it so much.
Like, I have a distinct memory of me in middle school using a push mower to cut our grass in a dog pen with Blue Skull Candy headphones on and jamming that song in like July.
Yeah, it's literally I could literally do a whole episode on Christmas songs that are not about Jesus, are just secular songs with sprinkling on them.
Yeah, with little bells behind them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
I agree.
Whatever. But that's, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Right, do what
you want to do. As for me and my house,
yes,
we will serve the Lord.
Absolutely. So...
with all that being said...
Right, exactly. Moving forward, probably... I've really enjoyed the first Noel here recently.
It's a really good song.
I really enjoyed the first Noel, but I feel like, honestly, with my style, with one that I listen to more often, like just that I overall vibe with, it'd probably be Oh Holy Night.
I love that song, bro.
Love Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night and Silent Night.
You
they're
can
like
make it chill, but you can also make it very like aggressive. Like just, I love that.
I know you've heard Sister Tori Kelly sing Silent Night.
Oh, absolutely.
It's really good.
Yes, very good.
I enjoy it. But those two, you know, there's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of them that do glorify the Lord.
The one that I recommended last week with Highlands Worship, you've got to go, y'all have got to go check that out. Highlands Worship. There, the first Noel, I really enjoyed. The guy that sings it, like, has a really soulful voice, and they keep modulating it, and then they harmonize on a part, and he, like he hits the note, but then he, like, shifts the note up and back down real fast.
Yeah.
And it's not like vibrato. It's like, he's like,
it's like he tripped.
Well, and yeah, it's really, really good, though. Like, it's, yeah, like, the best trip ever.
The best trip.
What about you, brother?
Well, I mean, Oh Holy Night and a Silent Night. Those two are just, you know, there's so many different versions of it. It's been done by so many different artists.
It's also fun to do yourself.
It is. Both of them are. And, you know, Silent Night is special. They're just classics. I mean, but there's also, I mean, Away in a Manger.
Mm-hmm. Joy, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Yeah, Joy to the World is like a more like happy, you know. Right. Whereas I feel like Oh Holy Night is like, okay, this is like, let's think about what Christmas is actually celebrating.
Yeah.
You know, whereas something like Joy to the World is still very much about, like, you know, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. But it's got a little bit more of a pep in your step, and you can, like, really find some fun renditions of that.
I really like What Child Is This? How it's, like, very minory, you know, and it's just...
Yeah.
I just love that.
It's a really good song.
The lyrics are great, of course.
One of the best versions I've heard of that song is by David Archuleta.
Really?
It's got a like interlude in there. It's really nice. The theme of it is very much like what you're saying. Just it's
my
great.
Biggest memory was regarding that song is we did I don't necessarily think it was a medley, but I remember singing that song with my college, with a music group in my college, and we did it for Festival of Lights, which takes place here every year in Wiggins. And we did it the first year I came to Wiggins in 2014, and it was just very, like, I remember it being very, very good.
Yeah.
Like, not like me, I sounded good, but like the group sounded good. Yeah, it was a very cool experience. It's a very good time. So that's very prominent in my mind.
What's the worst Christmas song? I have two, and they both just make me.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, so the first one, probably the worst one in my opinion, is Santa Baby.
Oh, you're talking about secular. Okay.
Yeah. Just the worst.
Yeah, no, that's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like that one. Also, really, really uncomfortable with Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
That's a problematic song.
Absolutely.
I do not enjoy it at all. There's a lot of them that are like just not good, but when I hear.
Those are terrible.
Oh, wait, there's one more I just thought of. It's Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart.
What?
It's so bad.
What?
It's so bad.
I love that one.
No.
Special.
Oh, it's so bad.
You know they call that getting whammed, right?
What?
They call that getting whammed.
What does that mean?
They're like, it's by the band Wham.
Oh, so like if
And so like if you walk into a store and you hear that, you got whammed.
Well, that's doesn't sound like a comfortable experience. And it's not. I mean, it's terrible.
I like the song.
I can't stand
it. But the one that I don't like is the... It started to grow on me this year because I heard it in a movie that I really like. But for the longest time, it got on my nerves. And it was the...
Don't they know it's Christmas time? I've never heard that in my life.
Are you serious? It's a classic.
I've never heard that in my life.
It's been around since like the 90s at the very least.
I mean, same, but I've never heard it.
It's
Don't they know it's Christmas?
Don't they know it's Christmas? Yeah. No. It's very like the... It's like...
I've never heard that
one. That one and... It's.
Is Where it, are you,
Quit it! I really don't like that one either. I feel so on the spot. There were several that I'm surprised just do not you don't like.
Have like an inventory of like, okay, this song well, because is bad, this I song
don't
is typically bad.
Listen to the ones I don't like.
Well, yeah, but you know them.
Well, I know them whenever they come up. But I don't think about them. I'm like, let me remember that I don't like this song. I just don't listen to them.
Girl Mean One.
I love that one.
Mr. Grinch.
The, what is it? It's a kid's song.
Oh, well then.
It's a song sung by children.
Oh, well, there you go.
Right.
Grown Up Christmas List?
No. Not, no. It's a... I don't remember.
Okay, well we can move on.
Well, that's fine. They just it makes me sad.
what really matters is that everyone knows that Santa Baby is the worst.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I actually have some questions regarding Christmas carols and the like. What is Laud?
That's an excellent question. Are you saying yes, Laud?
No, Laud like and bring him Laud. What is that, and why are we bringing it to him?
I do not know.
Okay, well, I'm going to look that up because I did not look that up beforehand because I was hoping you knew.
Why? I mean, like...
Oh, praise.
Laud is praise?
Laud, A-L-U-D.
Yes, Laud.
To bring him Laud. Bring him praise.
Oh, well...
I like that. Now that I know what it is.
It makes me want to say lard.
No.
I mean, it's not lard. Say
Laud. Like, Laud have mercy.
Laud.
Laud. Okay. Yep. Bring him Laud.
L-I-O-N. Laud.
What's up with the 12 days of Christmas?
Dude.
Do we have time to unpack that?
No,
because it's a fun. So I heard a group sing it, and it was really fun. And it was like, it was cool to count down. And they like did each day, like had a different vibe in the song. Like they just shifted it up. It was really, really cool. But the gifts. Who gave you these gifts?
Do you know the difference in a cartridge and a shot shell?
I thought it was partridge.
No. Well, it is. But see, like a shot shell goes in a shotgun. You know what I'm saying? Like the quote unquote bullet.
Okay.
A shot shell goes in a shotgun and a cartridge goes in a pear tree.
And the cartridge in a pear tree.
Okay.
All right. Well, there were so many birds gifted that day.
That's probably not good.
It was like the bird, the geese are laying, the swans are swimming.
It's a stupid
turtle doves.
Oh, it's a
partridge. Why are you gifting Lords of Leaping?
Why is it 12 days of Christmas?
Why are you? Well, for me, it's like 62.
On the 12th day of Christmas,
quit
it. To me, 12 drummers drumming.
That's too many.
We have 12 drummers?
That's what I was going to say. Where did you find 12 drummers at? Like, that's not good. Send one of them our way.
Right. I mean, we need more drummers. I don't know, man. It's fine. Like, it's. It's one that if I can't avoid it, I will.
I don't mean assuming the song itself. I mean just the lyrics.
The things.
Where did it come from?
I have
Who
no idea.
Who gifted these things?
I have no idea.
You're gifting maids a milking?
What? Is that? It's like, I don't even like have all the things.
Seven maids a milking.
Five onion rings.
Ooh, Funyun rings?
Ooh, onion rings.
I love Funyun rings.
From Sonic, bro, they got them good onion rings.
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. You Burger King.
They're like, frozen.
No. Oh.
So? I'm not a big fan of onion rings. There's that one place that we go to that does the hand breaded that I love.
Oh,
the border, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't like them, like the frozen ones.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll take
them
wherever
okay.
I can get them. I even like the Burger King ones. They're like little bitty. I like them if they're on the burger.
I like them if they're on the burger.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Bruh.
Ooh, I like a good.
It's like onion, but a crunch.
I like a Well, yes, that sounds really good.
Yeah, the big old Sonic onion ring on a.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
I had that at Sonic.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's a burger.
I tell you what, I had at Sonic the other day, and it was poppers, jalapeno poppers. Those little darlings
love
were
the cheddar peppers.
They were very, very fresh.
It's very hard for me to resist those whenever they're on a menu.
Yeah, I feel that.
They're same really with good. Cheese sticks.
And the problem there is Sonic.
They have both.
Sonic has both.
You see my dilemma
right.
every
and
time I go.
This is why you never go to Sonic.
It's one of the reasons why I always have such a hard time. Because then right beside it is jumbo popcorn chicken. Yeah. And then right above that is corn dog. So, and this is
well, like, I'm not tempted by the corn dog. Unless it's a 99-cent corn dog.
Well, a 50-cent corn dog
or
day.
50-cent.
Ooh-wee. I'll be loading up on some corn dogs.
Get you some corn dogs and dip
crispy
it in that
on
cheese.
The outside, soft on the inside.
Yes, hey, yes.
Make
yes,
you
yes.
want to say, Merry Christmas.
12 days of Christmas. No right. good.
What you got, bro?
Well, we've already talked about the Grinch a little bit. Let's talk about Jim Carrey's.
Excellent, because that kind of goes in line with my next questions. Anyway,
it seems like every time I watch Jim Carrey's Grinch, I notice something I didn't notice before.
I agree
like that
wholeheartedly.
Something that stood out to me in a profound way last time I watched it was, or maybe I shouldn't say last time I watched it. The first time I watched it this year is I was like, "Wow, this movie is very foggy."
Yeah,
like there's like a haze almost
the video quality.
Yeah, it's like it's not.
It also
very,
came out in the year 2000,
right? But if you look at it, it's not very saturated. It's kind of like got the, like this fog.
I think they tried to intentionally make that to an extent because of the, like the wintry setting and whatnot. But even still, like I said, it was the year 2000,
right? But you can look at other films from that time, and not all of them have like this haze. My question though is, do you think they'll ever remaster it and make it more vibrant?
I don't.
You don't think so?
I don't think they will at this point. I think that if that, I think that time passed last year in 2020, like for like the 20th anniversary.
What if they do like a 25th anniversary though?
Maybe. I mean, that would be welcome.
Because 25, like Christmas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it would be welcomed for sure. I just don't see them doing that. I wish they would.
If I had to put money on it, which I don't, thank God.
Right.
I would bet no.
Yeah.
But I would be so happy.
It would
if they
be well
did.
Received.
Yeah, man. Because like, think about what they can do now. They can take these movies that were recorded way back when, make them 4K.
Yeah.
You know, remaster them and everything. That would be the one thing I would want them to do. Because I love the movie and I enjoy, you know, seeing it. But I couldn't really get past. Like, I think.
It's definitely hard to not notice it once it's been pointed out.
Once it's been pointed out, man, it's like, and I don't know why it's never really bothered me before. Maybe I'm just becoming like a
Grinch.
I'm just spoiled now, man. We got these 8K things and 4K this, and then you go back to that. It's like, why is there a plastic film over the screen?
Right. You know? No, I agree wholeheartedly. But I agree with you also in that I see something different every single time that I watch it.
Yeah.
It's always nice that movie has so much detail in it that it can do that.
And if they did that in 2000.
Exactly. That's somebody was talking about how the live action Who people look ugly or whatever. I'm like they look realistic for live action Who people in the early in the year 2000. Like that looks great. Like the costume design was wonderful. Like just the comedy golden. What I want to know is what does the Grinch do year round when it's not Christmas? Because we've established that it's not Christmas there every day.
Yeah.
Because they have a countdown to Christmas.
Yeah.
So surely there's other seasons.
Well, it is. And they even mentioned it at the beginning of the narration, like Easter was fine and this was pleasant and every, you know, whatever they need if it's pheasant. Like,
exactly.
But but the Whos are obviously all about Christmas. So your question.
Well, and they live on a snowflake too.
Yeah. That's problematic.
Exactly. Their lifespans aren't that long.
That's the first issue.
Right. We can celebrate one Christmas, maybe.
I am under the assumption that the Grinch specifically hates Christmas.
So do you think that he pulls more of a Benedict Cumberbatch style and like fraternizes during the other season?
Maybe.
Because once they realized who he was and stuff, they kind of like warmed up to him a little bit during the jubilation, like they were feeding him and whatnot, and
yeah, I don't know. So
all that,
what I imagine, if I verbally process it, what I imagine is he's up there on Mount Crumpet,
right,
just living his life, being with Max.
As you do
when you have a dog named Max,
right?
He prefers to be left alone,
right?
He may go down to Whoville to get some of that Who hash.
Right.
He may be in disguise.
That ooh-wee.
Some of that ooh-wee, yes.
Some of y'all call it that ooh-wee.
he may or may not be disguised. I'm sure he probably would be.
So do you think that he just stays to himself all year?
I think so, because I get the feeling that, well, I get the feeling that based off what we've seen,
right.
we know he hates Christmas.
Right.
But we also know that he does hate the Who's.
Right.
Like he goes through the phone book.
Alphabetically.
That was really good. That was really good.
Hard barking. I'm a Canadian Who. I hate you.
But
I hate you.
Hate.
Don't no more hate. Loathe entirely.
That was free. I think that that's what he does. Literally, what we saw on that scene.
Yeah,
I think that's what he does. I think that he's just chill. He's grumpy. Yeah. He's got his recliner. He's got like he's just chilling and
eating because I'm bored. You know, like
he's booked.
He's got a full schedule.
He is booked, and that's
he fills his time.
That's what he's doing. He's trying to solve world hunger.
Tell no one.
5:30,
Jazz is high.
6:30, dinner with me.
I can't cancel that again. We got to stop rolling through the whole movie.
Well, much like your friend,
I'm booked.
Double booked.
Right.
Of course, if I'm with them, loathing to nine. I love that scene where he's going through his schedule. Oh, it's so good.
That's so good.
What do you think, though? Like, what's your opinion?
I don't know. Like, part of me is they haven't seen him for all those years until that movie because of how certain characters reacted.
It's like a legend of the Grinch. Right, exactly. You know, it's like a spotty, almost like Bigfoot.
Yeah. But I don't know because they have bills. Yeah. They have jobs and stuff. So it's like, what does he do for income?
He has power.
I was about to say, he has power. How does that work? You know?
Yeah.
Like, so clearly he does something. You know, unless he just sells his trash.
Sells his trash. to who, Tyler?
Precisely. To whose?
Sorry, dog.
He may have, you know what? This theory just came into my mind.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay.
And I'm about to share it with you for the first time.
Okay.
I think he has an alter ego.
What do you mean? Like a Jekyll and Hyde
that,
thing?
No. Like that mask that he wore.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the first time that he's wore it.
Oh, that's.
I think that he comes into town with a disguise.
So it's like
a. And he uses that year round, and he uses that for work and whatnot, and for to get coin and to get hash. Yeah, because he's got to get stuff to feed Max with.
Well, the thing is, I can't prove you wrong.
Right.
I have nothing to come against your theory because we saw him use it.
Exactly.
We saw, but and obviously we're going off of the Jim Carrey because in the Benedict Cumberbatch
version, everybody knows him, and
he just
him.
Walks into town and he's just like, I don't like Christmas, but y'all are okay, you know, whatever. I don't disagree. I would be willing to. Put it this way, if I was writing a Grinch story or something, I would want to embrace what you just said.
I agree with that.
That he like goes to Whoville with his disguise, mm-hmm. and it's like he plays a character. And the real Grinch is the
alphabetically.
Right. On top of the mountain.
I feel like he should hate summer more than he does Christmas.
Because he lives in a snowflake.
Well, that, and he also is like covered in fur.
Yeah.
You know, and that would be unfortunate
in
the heat, much less if it got wet.
I can't imagine Whoville in the summer.
I can't either.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they got problems. maybe it's just a movie. And we're like,
overanalyzing.
We're over here just like trying to figure this out.
Do you have any other Christmas movie requirements? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, we have Christmas meal requirements. Like, it's not Christmas unless we have this at our meal. Do you feel that way about any other movies or anything?
Well, now I do because we recently, in the past couple of years, discovered the star.
I think it was last year. It was the first time, maybe, wasn't it?
Maybe. I don't. At least.
Either last year or the year before.
But no earlier than that. The star is like such a good Christmas movie. It is so good. If you haven't seen The Star, it's animated.
Highly recommend.
It's about the donkey that gets chosen to take
Mary.
And oh my word.
Very, very good movie. We'll watch it right now.
Should we spoil the end of it?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Because there's a certain part. I'm going to spoil it.
Okay.
Spoilers. Maybe if you don't want to hear spoilers, just fast forward like a minute or something.
A minute.
Yeah. Because it's all about like Mary and Joseph and there's baby Jesus and stuff. And it's like, oh, they want to see the baby. Well, then at the end,
mm-hmm.
Jesus is, he's in the stable, he's born. And there's this moment of like, are they going to say it? Are they going to like actually say his name? Mm-hmm. And they're like, what's his name? His name is Jesus.
Hey.
And it's like, ooh. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You better say his name.
Speak the name.
Because there was the question of like, okay, this is this cute little funny movie. Are they going to take it there?
Yeah.
Are
well, because Kelly Clarkson was in it too, being extra talking out, which I really appreciated personally. Because she was a horse.
Yeah.
And she just was going just to, doing runs yeah, and riffs. So it was great.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, Kelly, you better. Yeah. You better be in a movie that says the name Jesus.
Well, and then the fact that I remember whenever we first watched it, it was me, you, and Sarah, and we were yeah. like, y'all better say his name. And they did. And it's just like, y'all better say the name above all other names. But yeah, that one. And then I'm trying to think if there's any more, because obviously we got the two Grinches, we
right?
The star.
To me, those are the Christmas requirements.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't really feel that way about any other movie. Now, there are movies that I like to watch, like Annabelle's Wish and Olive the Other Reindeer, which I watched recently, and the animation for that is very strange. Like, it's
low budget.
Very, well, it's not. It's intentional the way that they did it, because the book is drawn a certain way.
Mm.
It's very like, you see that and you're like, it's part of that
series. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And well, they animated the movie that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see that is like, huh. You know, but it was a very good movie. But all of the Other Reindeer and Annabelle's Wish are on YouTube for free.
Annabelle's Wish is on YouTube for
it
free?
It is. I very much enjoyed it, and I cried.
Oh, you wept openly?
Yeah, I wept openly. It's a very sad movie.
Did Mochi, did he weep?
No, he was running away from me.
Oh. As he does.
Right.
I have one last question on my end.
Okay.
It's an opportunity for honesty.
Okay.
What do you want for Christmas? Now hear me out. If you could just have it appear and not cost anyone anything, you want it and it appears, you get it. What do you want for Christmas, brother?
Honestly, that's hard because I've been so blessed.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, there's things that I could ask for, like, as far as unrealistic. I would love to have my house remodeled.
Well, in this scenario,
I would love to have a new car.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, in this scenario, like, that's real. That, if that's what you want, that's what you get.
I don't know. I'd.
I figured you would have said one of those red keyboards.
I'm actually very content with my keyboard.
Well, that's great. Well, then
I love my keyboard.
Well, then you could move on to one of the other things.
Right. Well, I don't. I guess probably a car, only because I'm like, I want a new car, but like, mine could go out at any moment.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so yeah, yeah. At that point, I'd be like, I just want to get from point A to point B with no problem.
Any
that's it.
So you would say, okay, I want a new car.
Yeah.
Any particular requests?
None. I have no. I mean, like, if I pick maybe like a Kia Soul or something like that, just because
yeah.
I feel like it fits my brand.
Yeah. Need a Kia Soul with a pink hat.
Right. But as far as realistic gifts, probably, I don't know, because I'm already getting tickets to a hockey game I want to go to.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice cookbook. There's a nice cookbook I like that I want
mm-hmm.
to get. What about you, brother?
A new iPad.
I feel that.
Only because this one is bent. It's yeah. cracked, and it randomly dies.
Yeah.
and the problem with that is that it is my main computer that I use right. for so many things, and it would just be nice to have an upgrade. Now, this one, here's the thing. If this one will just work and, like, don't die the way it does,
mm-hmm.
then I'm content with this one because, like, the crack isn't that bad.
Yeah.
The bend is unfortunate, but it's not that bad. Then I would actually ask for something else if this one didn't die, but because it does, I would say new iPad.
I feel that.
If that wasn't an issue, though, honestly, bro, I really, really would love some brown leather shoes, some casual shoes.
I feel that
I cannot find. I still can't find them. I would be content. I would be perfectly happy. Like, someone could get me those brown leather shoes that fit, that, like, are the style that I'm looking for. Well, basically just the ones that I had. And I could not be happier with anything else.
Yeah, I understand that. I like, me picking a car is, like, out of necessity.
Right. Well, I mean, know? That's, yeah.
You, and the cookbook was me looking for something
to pick. You picking a car is, like, the not quite the same level. yours is more urgent, but like it's like the iPad thing is a need at this point. You know?
Right. That's all, yeah.
As so far just, as it's not just like, I want a new iPad. It's like, well, no, this is my computer that right. I use.
Exactly.
For like the We're Live broadcast right. and this, and I use it at work. It's like everything, you know?
I feel that.
So Christmas is fast approaching.
Yes.
It is not cold.
Boo!
I am so sad.
So unfortunate. That. It's so unfortunate. And I've been participating in an event where I've been caroling on the weekends for money.
And I've been singing with pay.
Right. The dream. Right. Living the dream.
Right.
But we're in like old timey Dickens carolers outfits, which is like if you've seen a movie like A Christmas Carol, like you see those old school carolers and stuff outside. Yeah. That's what we're dressed like.
Yeah.
Like I have a top hat, a trench coat, a cane, scarf, everything.
Yeah.
And it's hot.
Yeah.
It's very hot. It's even into the night. It's like it's Mississippi winter.
It's humid, but it's okay. It's going to be all right. And we're going to.
That's
going to
be great.
I've seen. Like the weather app I use, you can like put in a date that's near and it'll like give you a very usually pretty accurate idea of what it's going to be like. And it's supposed to be a cool Christmas, but by no means is it going to be like cold for our area.
So crazy.
Yeah. But because especially considering this time, I think it was 3 years ago, we literally had like snow and ice on the ground. So there was that.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. It just be like that sometimes.
It do. This week on Drop the Bop, you know, I don't have a Christmas song.
What?
I know. There's a song that I found that I love it and I want to share it.
I'm
I can't help
genuinely
it.
Genuinely shocked.
Well, I found a lot of good Christmas music this year. But
then I'm going to drop a bop too.
You should.
I am.
You should. I found a lot of good Christmas music this year, but nothing that I've just been like obsessed with other than that Highlands Worship album that I released.
Yeah.
That I released. Yeah.
Executive producer on.
Exactly. That I recommended last year. But this week on Drop the Bop, I'm suggesting When Nothing Hurts by Riley Clements. It's more contemporary than what I'm used to, but it the words are so just appropriate. It's like, help me, Lord, to worship you when nothing hurts, when nothing's going wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, because we always like, we worship him in our bad times, but we also worship him in our good times.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes like it's exactly, it's hard to remember that whenever everything is going good. And
yeah.
You, quote unquote, don't need quote unquote the Lord, right. quote unquote.
It was on the back burner.
Exactly. No, that's absolutely not the case. And so this song was a very good reminder of that. And like I said, it's more contemporary, so it may not be your style, but I did download the chords to where I could do it in a way that I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we may do it, like, out back in, like, our youth service or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, I very much recommend it straight for the lyrics alone. Like, you should definitely check that out. The link for that will be on our Instagram highlight for Apple Music and Spotify. But apparently, so will a bop that Cody has. Hit us with it.
In some twisted fate universe, I am here with a Christmas bop.
What is the deal?
That's perfect. No, this is a song that is not new. It's been out for a little while now. I know it's been out for a couple of years. It's The Little Drummer Boy by For King and Country.
Nice.
It is a very good, it's the only, to me, that I've heard, the only good version of the song.
I feel
it
that.
Is very upbeat. It is very just like, I'll call it dynamically forward.
Nice.
It is very nice. I really enjoy it. It's on my phone. I downloaded it this year. I will be deleting it as soon as December is gone.
Oh, no.
But I am enjoying it while December is here. So, like Tyler said about the other bop, check that out in our Instagram stories. The highlights will all be there for you if technology allows, which hopefully it will, because that would be great.
I've had a great time.
Brother, I've had a wonderful time. And can I just say to you, Merry Christmas.
For Lee's Navy Dad.
For Lee's Navy Dad. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And please, share this podcast with your friends and your family. It makes a great Christmas gift, Tyler.
It's joyful and triumphant.
If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the support tab on our website at www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
Be
Merry
blessed.
Christmas.
Oh.